Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station. The time now is 7 o'clock on a Friday night, which means it's time for another Hour of Blues here on the Friday Night Blues Show on a pretty cool and miserable night out in Marston at the moment. It's 9 degrees, and that's certainly a drop from the balmy days we had in April. And, of course, May started off yesterday with a wild, windy and wet day in the Wairarapa, and also down in Wellington and in other places. And I've probably not experienced winds in the Wairarapa that strong for a long time, if not forever. Tonight we're going to play New Zealand the blues, because May is New Zealand Music Month, and we'll start off with a little bit of R&B from the 1960s. I'm your wish doctor. Chants R&B, and I think they were a band from Christchurch. That's their a version of a song first recorded, to my knowledge anyway, by John Mayall. Talking to John Mayall on that breakout album that he put out in 1966 was this song, which was also recorded by the Underdogs Blues Band.
I got
The Underdogs, blues band there with All Your Love. And that was a song written by Willie Dixon and Otis Rush. I think we'll run that LP on to the next track, which is a song called Hey Jip. The lead singer in the Underdogs was a guy called Murray Grindley, who had also a very successful songwriting career, wrote a whole lot of advertising songs for ads, and he also wrote this next song, which features not only him on vocal, but also Midge Marsden as well. And one of the other featured artists on this track is Stevie Ray Vaughan. The background to that was that Murray Grindley wrote a jingle for the Europa Fuel Company that was around in those days, which was very successful. And the money that Midge Marsden got for singing the jingle on that ad allowed him to go to America, where he met Stevie Ray Vaughan and also met an old blues guy, which who later turned up in New Zealand and stayed here for the rest of his life. But somehow Stevie Ray Vaughan came down and featured on the recording of this track, which is called Travelin' On.
Each town we meet is our happy home. Well, if we ain't here, we must be gone. we're traveling on. Cause we've been north, south, east and west, most places in between. Well, I think we could,
I know we could,
write a book on what we've seen. Well, we don't know where we're going,
but we do know where we've been.
We're traveling on. Traveling on. Well, if we ain't here, well, we must be gone. We're traveling on.
Next song also features Midge Marsden along with a guy called Bullfrog Rata, and they got together for a little while and did a whole lot of performances. Actually saw them down in Wellington at a church in Thorndon, I think. It was called Old St. James Church, a tremendous show they put on. Bullfrog Rata, I think, started off a few years prior to that as a busker over in Palmerston North, but they managed to put out an LP, and it's called It Is What It Is, and here's the opening track, which is a version of It Feels So Good, an old Big Bill Brunsey song.
Oh yeah. Well, I feel so good, I feel so fine today. Well, I feel so good, feel
even I'm so glad I changed my ways. Well, used to get all messed up in the head. I couldn't stand tomorrow, so I'd spend each day in bed. But now I feel so good, feel so fine today. Well, I'm so glad I'm living, I'm so glad I changed my way. Well, people thought I was so happy, I'd be smiling all the time. But they didn't know I was smiling to keep them crying. But now I feel so good, I feel so fine today. Cause I'm so glad I'm living, I'm so glad I changed my ways. Well, I'd act like Mr. Potty, I'd hang on every scene. The next day I'd feel 86 instead of 17. But now I feel so good, I feel so fine today. Cause I'm so glad I'm living, I'm so glad I changed my ways.
Frog Rutter and Midge Marsden are bringing the time to 21 minutes after 7 o'clock here on Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. Saw a lot of performances by Midge Marsden where I lived in Wellington in the early 1970s. He had a band, I think from memory, called the Country Flyers, and they were the resident band at a pub called the Tiger Tavern, which was either in Taranaki Street or just off Taranaki Street in Wellington, and they certainly put on a great show. Next up, we've got another song from the 1960s, an R&B song, or a blues song made into an R&B song, firstly by them with Van Morrison, and Barry and the Breakaways, a New Plymouth group, recorded a cover version of it.
Please don't go.
Barry and the Breakaways there, and Baby Please Don't Go. All right, next up we've got a track from a father and son duo, and it's Mike and Paul Garner. This is from an album they recorded in Hamilton in 1999, and the track I've picked is a song called I'm Gonna Start Drinking Again.
There was a time I played with the boys. Lately I ain't had no choice. I tried to be good as I could be, but though I try, it's painful to me. I'm telling you, babe, this has to end pretty soon now, baby. I'm gonna start drinking again. Did all the things a good man should. Did all the things I said I would. The life I lived meant nothing to me. Gave away what I used to be. I'm telling you, baby, this has to end pretty soon now, baby. I'm gonna start drinking again. You said you loved for eternity. Your love would make a man of me. The love I had must have faded away like a fleeting shadow at the break of day. I'm telling you, baby, this life has got to end pretty soon now, baby. I'm gonna start drinking again.
On the show tonight, we're celebrating New Zealand Music Month by playing blues songs originating in New Zealand. And we probably might be a little bit repetitive tonight with the artists, mainly because my collection of New Zealand blues is pretty slight, to say the least. And I've also noticed that I haven't brought down about three or four album, so I'll bring those down next week. But meanwhile, we'll pad the show out a little bit with another song from the Underdogs Blues Band, and it's their version of Elmore James' It Hurts Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got a song performed by Hammond Gamble, recorded. We'll just stop the underdogs. Hammond Gamble recorded at the Glue Pot, which was in my early days in Auckland, a pretty notorious pub that most people avoided, otherwise you'd end up in a scrap. But in the 70s and 80s, the Glue Pot got glamorised quite a bit and was a very good music venue. And Hammond Gamble recorded a few songs from a performance at the Glue Pot. And the song I've picked is a song called It's My Own Fault.
Long time ago, the next woman that I married She's gonna work all night long and bring home all the dough. I've been Miss Pretty's. You know just what I'm talking about. I worked 5 years for one woman. She had kicked me out.
Hammond Gamble recorded live, and next up we will have Hammond Gamble with a studio song, and the song's called Whistling the Blues in the Rain, and it was pretty appropriate for a yesterday.
It was late and it was cold, but I was homeward bound. As I walked into the station to a lonely sound, underneath the streetlight, waiting for the midnight train, she was whistling the blues in the rain. Excuse me, she says, mister, can you give me the time? I've been waiting a lifetime for this train of mine. Soaking and I'm freezing, mister, won't you take me in? And here is where the story begins. Let's both get a taxi, I can pick up the fare. Forget about the train, it wasn't going anywhere. When we hit the city, we can get a room with a view. And I could spend forever with you. We spent 7 days together and had the time of our lives. On the Tuesday she was gone, and man was she missed. The only thing I got to know, she left with the receptionist.
Next up, we've got a song from an album put out by the Roger Fox Band and Midge Marsden, recorded in the old broadcasting house down in Wellington. So I'm picking it's recorded sometime in the late 70s, early 80s. And I think we may have a couple of songs from that particular album. The first one, Jump Blues, made famous probably by Louis Prima way back in the 1950s, a song called Flip, Flop and Fly, and then the old standard, Every Day I Have the Blues. The Roger Fox Big Band and Midge Marge and Marsden. And next up, we've got Every Day I Have the Blues. Roger Fox Big Band, they certainly did pump out a great sound, and we'll just get rid of that one. A great sound, of course. Roger Fox passed away, I think it was sometime last year. It's 9 minutes to 8 o'clock, time for two more, and we'll have another track from Midge Marsden called I'm Gonna Move Up to the Country. I'm gonna play my mailbox.
School one day, it was against the teacher's rules. What a time did they have, Lord, that day at school. I wrote a letter to my baby on the weird basis. Mary had a little lamb, she's as black as coal.
Ah, yes, it was.
What a time did they have, love that day at school.
Bullfrog Rata and Midge Marsden with the Buddy Guy song, Mary Had a Little Lamb, bringing to a close another edition of the Friday Night Blues Show, which was first broadcast all over the wonderful Wire Rapper on Arrow FM 92.7. I just put on some Kiwi music and it'll take us up to 8 o'clock, and then I'll be back with the 60s and Nostalgia Show, which is also going to feature New Zealand songs.